Sana. Oops, oke nada benar. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Can you all hear me? My mic was muted, and but alhamdulillah, I didn't say anything much. I was just saying assalamualaikum. Alhamdulillah. All right, very good. Jazakumullah khairan. Today we have, folks, some very important things, as always. What we will be doing today, inshallah, is we gotta cover a couple of things. We have to. Finish up this ayah, يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. We have to, after that, look at and read a little bit of Ajrimiyya. And after that, I'm going to start to incorporate a little bit of conjugation practice for us, and also a little bit of irregular roots. Okay, irregular roots. This is an important topic. I'm actually going to list it out here right now and then separate it as a separate document, and we will just keep adding to the irregular roots every so often, because you know, we are nearing the end of our study, and I want to make sure that we incorporate that study in a systematic manner, inshallah. Okay, so we're going to do that, inshallah ta'ala, as well. This is going to be very interesting because this is the part of the Arabic, what's called sarf, that is quite tricky. But inshallah, we will tackle it in a good manner. The other thing is that we will also, not today, but inshallah, next week, we will speak a little bit about what happens after Steps to Arabic finishes. Okay, I have some ideas for you all, inshallah, and I hope you will be, your interest will be piqued by them. And then inshallah, we will discuss what happens going forward. Sounds good? With that introduction, let us get started to studying this ayah. يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي وَالْأَقْدَامِ. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Okay. People, are you ready? People, are you ready? Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Alhamdulillah. Okay, there is two fi'ils in the ayah. What are the two fi'ils? The first one is what? The first one is, okay, very good. يُعْرَفُ, excellent, أحسن. And number two is, فَيُؤْ خَذُ, very good. Oh, what happened there? All right. I'm gonna do this, sorry. فَيُؤْخَذُ, very good. We have two fails. Let me write the two fails out for you. Oh, in fact, they're written right here. يُعْرَفُ. يُعْرَفُ and يُؤْخَذُ. Not fa is obviously a harf, as you know, but the fi'il is يُؤْخَذُ. Okay, let us write down the this is obviously passive. Let's write down the active past tense. Active past tense would be if you remember from last time, active past. Good. عَرَفَ, very nice. عَرَفَ. Okay. The present active would be what, people? Ya, close. Ya rifu. Ya rifu. Ya rifu. Okay. The reason why it's ya rifu is because we looked it up in the dictionary, and it will be a kasra on R2. Okay. But the passive, you don't need to look up anything. You can build it. So what is the passive for the past? Dhamma awaluhu wa kusira ma qabla akhirihi. Dhamma in the beginning, kasra on R2. Dhamma in the beginning would be ru the but the fa, R3 remains untouched. R3 remained untouched. Urifa. Very good. All right. Very good. And then now the present tense. Passive. Dhamma in the beginning. Fatha on R2. Fatha on R2. Fatha on R2. Yu'rafu. Okay. That's the thing. Past tense, kasra on R2. Present tense, fatha. Past, kasra, present, fatha. Past, kasra, present, fatha. I wish I could turn into some sort of song, but I'm not that talented. I can't think of anything that can relate the two either. But you guys just remember it. Past, kasra, present, fatha. It helps if you can remember an example from the Quran. If you can remember the example, the one that I like is خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Human beings were created weak. It's a nice reminder too. So that's a very easy way to remember. And the other way is يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. The present tense is right there. يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. If you can remember this, or any other example, it helps you to think of what is the rule. Okay, urifa yu'rafu. Okay, next one. The past for this one is, so past is generally all fathas. So what's it going to be? Akhadha. Very good. Akhadha. Okay, very nice. And then I have so now the present tense R2 has a dhamma. I'll tell you, R2 has a dhamma. Okay. Yeah, khudu. Very good. Akhadha, past tense. Ya'khudhu, present tense. Okay, now, the passive you can make for the past. What is that, people? U-khi-dha. Very good. U-khi-dha. You with me, people? Just like urifa, ukhidha. Exactly the same. Exactly the same. Past kasra. Past kasra. Past kasra. Okay. Present tense. Fatha, right? There we go. Wrong one. That's the right one. You. Kha. Ah, you. Khadu, not khidu. You khadu. Present fatha. Excuse me. Past kasra, present fatha. Yes? Okay, very good. We got our two examples. Walillahil hamd. Let us now do the translation, shall we? Okay, yu'rafu. The translation of yu'rafu. Arafa means to recognize something. So yu'rafu, you know it's passive. Translate for me, please. Okay, he is recognized. Ya'rifu, he recognizes. Yu'rafu, he is recognized. Make sense? Yes or no, people? Okay. Al-mujrimuna. Al-mujrimuna. The criminals. The criminals. Very good. Al-Mujrimuna. The root letters for Mujrimuna is Jim, Ra, and Mim. Jarima. Jarima is a crime. Yes or no? Okay. How many words is Bisimahum? How many words is that, people? How many words? Three words. Very good. Jazakumullahu khairan. Okay. Let's label the three words, shall we? Because I want to make sure we get this right. Sorry. B is the first one. Second word. Very good. Second word is Seema. Maybe the name of a, you know, Seema is a girl's name too, right? I don't know. Maybe it comes from this. Who knows? I hope not from the ayah though. Hum. Three. Excellent. Bi Seema hum. All right. Okay, so you know what B means, right? B means what? B means, I mean, harfjar, totally. B means with. Okay. Hum means them, right? What does Seema mean? Seema comes from the word wasm. Wasm is like a branding. Okay, branding in old times, medieval times, you would brand an animal by you know, some sort of cruel way. You would heat up iron, yes, and you would stamp this metal on this animal. And then people will know that this is your animal, right? This is the mark on your animal tells people that it's your animal, so it won't be touched. Because, you know, they will leave their camels in like the desert to graze around an oasis or something. And then nobody would like steal their camels, tribal marks. Yes, absolutely. So, and that's why the strength of the tribe is very important, because if a tribe that was strong, its camels got stolen, they will hunt down the one who stole the camel because the mark is still there, and then it would be a lot of difficult things to pay for. Okay, so that's where the idea of Seema or Wasm comes from. It's the mark. So you can translate it as Seema is their mark, but the marks on their faces. Okay, the marks on their faces. A very interesting way. It's like you can tell the criminal from their face on the day of judgment. Like they're guilty, you can tell it on their face, they're guilty. That's the day of judgment, subhanAllah. All right, let's try to translate bisimahum. Bisimahum. With their marks. Excellent, with their marks. Jazakumullahu khairan. Okay. We'll get to that, brother Saud. Don't worry. Fayukhadu. 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 What's fayukhadu, people? Akhada is to take. Take. They will take. They will be ya'khudun. They will be taken. They will be seized. So, in fact, this is not they. This is he will be taken. He will be taken. How do I get that? Say, look at this. Arafa, to recognize. Urifa, to be recognized. You see? Akhada, to take. Ukhida, to be taken. Make sense? Or seized. So he will be taken. Bin Nawasi. Bin Nawasi. Okay. Nawasi. Anybody know the meaning of Nawasi? Foreheads. Very close, yeah, brother Danish. Plural of the word Nasiya. You might know this word from Suratul Alaq, right? Kalla la illam yantahi lanasfa'an bin nasiya. Nasiyatin kathibatin khati'a. How many of you knew that from, like, or knew that ayah somewhat? Alhamdulillah. Very nice. So that is a nasiya. Even the dua of, like, a very famous dua, Allahumma inni abduka ibnu abdika ibnu amatika nasiyati biyadik. The dua of relieving stress and pain and difficulties, right? So in that dua, you say, O Allah, inni abduka, I am your servant. Ibnu abdika, the son of your servant. Ibnu amatika, the son of your servant, female servant. Amatika, nasiyati biyadik. My forelock is in your hand. Okay, what does this mean? The forelock being in Allah's hand, or what is it means to be taken by the forelock? The forelock is this area. Nasiyah is this area. Okay, that area right there. Okay. Now, what would happen in back in the day is that you would chain a prisoner, and you would chain the prisoner by tying their hands to their neck. It's I think a little bit more humiliating to tie their hands to their neck, and then if you want to really humiliate someone, you would grab them by this part of their hair. Okay, there's not a lot of hair here, but you're gonna yank them and move them wherever you want from this part of the hair, and that is showing complete domination. Complete domination, like you have full domination over this person. The you know, if you're trying to grab them by the hand, they can kind of, you know, like wiggle their hand or something. They can resist. But if you grab them by the forelock, this is humiliation and full domination. Okay? So that is what taking by the forelock means. Okay? And then the dua, when you say, Nasiyati biyadik, meaning that, oh Allah, you are fully dominant over us. Whatever happens to us, it's by your will. Right? We don't have like if you have declared something or decreed something, we can't go, nothing can we do to change that. You see, it's an acceptance of Allah's decree and destiny. But here, in this ayah, it is a display of humiliation. It is a display of dominance. فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي. And an interesting tidbit, some of you might know this if you've studied pedagogy, or you've studied, you know, like psychology in some way, is that in brain development, the part of the brain that's over here, right under the forelock, is called the prefrontal cortex. The prefrontal cortex. The prefrontal cortex, with a lot of R's there, I'm trouble pronouncing them, is the place in the brain where decision-making takes place. The decision of, like, you know, doing something impulsively versus kind of measuring your choices. Okay, and that's, they say that the children's prefrontal cortex develops at a much slower pace, or develops over time. It's not like it's not something that develops immediately, which is why little kids have a lot of difficulties making correct choices, because the area of the brain that allows them to make that judgment call is not even there yet. It's still developing. Subhanallah, yukhadu bin nawasi could be also something that references that their nawasi, the forelock that was there, the choices they made from their nawasi, right, from that part of the brain, this is the consequences of their choices. The consequences of their choices, yukhadu bin nawasi. You made the choices with their nawasi, the area of the brain that's behind the nawasi, and now they are going to pay for it by being grabbed by it. So it's complete domination. It's actually a very, like, scary scene and a very powerful ayah. For yukhadu bin nawasi. So with nawasi would be with the forelocks. went a little longer, but I think that's okay for a little bit. Wal aqdam and al aqdam. Al aqdam is what, oh people? Al aqdam, ya jama'a, what is it? And their feet, very good. And the feet, correct? Of course, the feet referring to their feet. Aqdam, plural of qadam. Qadam, which is foot. Yes? Okay. Excellent. All right, so this is the ayah. We have the running translation. The mujrimuna, yu'rafu al-mujrimuna. He has recognized the criminals, i.e., يعرف المجرمون the criminals are recognized. أحسنت. The criminals are recognized. The criminals are recognized. Or will be recognized. Also great, excellent translations. The criminals are / will be recognized. Bisimahum with their by their marks, right? By their marks. Yu'rafu mas the conjugation of al-mujrimuna. We'll come to that, brother Danish. We're coming to it. Fayuqadu. So, yuqadu. He will be seized or taken by the forelock and feet. Okay, interesting little thing. Did you notice something? It's called in Arabic iltifat. Iltifat. Here it is yu'rafu al-mujrimuna, plural, the criminals. And here it is yu'khadhu, he, singular. Did you notice that? Okay, so of course, it's not like one criminal of the criminals will be, this will be done to, well, logically and just contextually, everybody can figure out the idea is all of them will be treated this way. But there is a, this is a Quranic specialty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changing from plural to singular, singular to plural, to highlight something real subtle, like really, really subtle. What's the subtlety here that's being highlighted? Allahu a'lam, but one of the possibilities is that yukhadu bin nawasi wal aqdam. Everybody, all the criminals can be recognized by their marks. Okay, so like everybody, you can see the guilty faces. But when it comes for the accountability, the consequences of choices, everybody is singular there. You don't pay for someone else's choices. You're not held accountable for somebody else's choices. You are held accountable for your choices. فَيُؤْخَذُ بِن نَوَاسِ وَالْأَقْدَامِ. To highlight that this person, this is this is not like a group damnation. This individual judgment, individual judgment will be meted out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single person will be judged individually. So does that answer your question, Ya Brother Danish? For you, why it changes from plural to singular? It's to highlight that aspect, that the judgment, وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَ فُرَادًا, you will come to us alone. You will come to us singularly. You're not going to be treated as a group. You may have been a group in the world. You may have hidden behind your crew. But on the day of judgment, there is nobody to hide behind and nobody to carry your burdens. فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاسِ وَالْأَخْدَامِ. So it's a deep ayah in that regard. Okay, let us look at the يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُ. Alhamdulillah. This is a jumla ismiya or fi'liya. Jumla By the way, jumla begins here. يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ and ends at the fa. And then the next jumla begins at fa and ends at the end of the ayah. Jumla fi'liya. Okay, what's the fi'l? What type of fi'l? Both fi'liya. أحسنت. What type of fi'l do we have? Present tense. Excellent, but not complete, Brother Danish. Complete answer. It is the passive. Passive. Ahsant. The passive fi'l is yu'rafu. Excellent. All right. So I have passive fi'l, which is present tense. Yu'rafu. Ahsant. Okay. What am I looking for next? What am I looking for next? What am I looking for next? Ya jama'a. Na'ibul fa'il. That is awesome. Na'ibul fa'il. The passive doer. And who is the passive doer? The vice president, yes. All right. Who is the na'ibul fa'il? Al-Mujrimuna. Very good. Al-Mujrimuna. Okay. Does this work? Because this is hidden pronoun he, right? And then Al-Mujrimuna, is it marfu' Al-Mujrimuna? It is. Walhamdulillah. In that case, this is our outside doer. Walhamdulillah. Do we have a maf'ul? Do we have a maf'ul? No maf'ul. Okay. Do we have a related? Yes, what is it related? Excellent. Or bi sima. Bi sima. And sima is mudaf and hum is? Mudaf is sima. I really wonder where does that name come from, to be honest with you. Sometimes I wonder. I have a unhealthy obsession with where do desi names come from. I kind of become like the source. My teachers were in Egypt. Sometimes they ask me, it's like, I have a student. This is his name. What does his name mean? I was like, Sheikh, why are you asking me? All right. So, bisima hum. Okay. It's Persian, yes. Alhamdulillah. Harjat is a majroor, but this is not majroor, right? Doesn't have a kasra. What's happening here? Oh, beautiful. Ahsant, ya brother Danish. MashaAllah. Now I'm going to ask you. When I get asked these questions, when I Google search, all right. All right. Tell me. What is Sima? Sima, why is it not majroor? Ah, ahsant. Ahsantuma. Ahsantuma. I'm waiting for someone else to answer as well. Well done, mashallah. Sima is indeed mabni. And how do we know it's mabni? It's because of the little alif. The little alif at the end of it, that tells us it is mabni. Correct? Yes or no? Alhamdulillah. يعرف المجرمون بسيماهم. Okay. فيؤخذوا. Well, the little alif is there, right? It's even though I didn't write it, it's there. The ya is written like this, right? So the ya would be written like, say something like, see, it would be like this. Correct? Yes or no? The ya would be like this. But the alif, little alif would be like that. Even if it's not written out. Make sense? Okay. Now we're going to look at فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي وَالْأَقْدَامِ. Quickly, 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 quickly. Very quick. So does that answer your question? Fa is obviously the harf doesn't factor into our study. Now, what is the type of fi'il, or what am I looking for here? Looking for a passive fi'il, correct? People, don't be a passive learner. It's a bad joke. Passive, and you're not, mashallah, none of you are. Mashallah. Yu'khadhu is the passive fi'il, yes? Yu'khadhu is the passive fi'il. All right. What is my fa'il? Or, excuse me, na'ibul fa'il. Na'ibul fa'il. What is it? But it can't be al-muslimuna. Na'ibul fa'il. The fa'il comes after the fa'il. Nawasi is harf jar. Isim majrur. Harf jar is a majrur, right? Okay, so what's the naib al fa'il? Implied, okay. Hint. Zahirin wa mudmar. Fahuwa ala qismain. Zahirin wa mudmar. Hidden pronoun he, ahsant. Right? Hidden pronoun he, just like in a normal fi'il. Hidden pronoun he, see? Right here, the translation. So he will be taken by the forelock and the feet. Yes? So that is why, alhamdulillah, it is going to be a hidden pronoun he, right? Yes or no, people? Are you with me? Alhamdulillah. Okay, do I have a maf'ool? Do I have a maf'ool? No maf'ool, thank you. Do I have related? What is that? Bin Nawasi, ahsantum. Bin Nawasi is my related. What about wal aqdami? This would be, I have a harf atf, very good. Harf atf as well. Okay, and my ma'tuf connected to an-nawasi. Nawasi is al-aqdam. Ahsantum. Very nice. Connected to an-nawasi here is al-aqdam. That's why you notice, what is the status of al-aqdam? It is al-aqdami, right? This is majrur. How do you know it's majrur? Because it's connected to an-nawasi, which is majrur. When nawasi is majrur, doesn't show its status, or doesn't show its kasra, because it is mabni. There we go. Is it making sense, ya jama'a? Oh, people. Alhamdulillah. All right. So that is how this ayah fits. Walillahi alhamd. Okay. Now we are going to transition let's do the ajrumiyah first. Okay. Al ajrumiyah, we are going to do mubtada and khabar. Mubtada and khabar. Remember mubtada and khabar? You're good friends. All right. Mubtada and khabar. Let us open. Do I have it? Yes, I do have it in my computer. I keep opening it always. That's not the right one. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Let us open. Oh, this is the only one I don't have saved. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Okay, sorry about that. Let us try to find it. Let us look for our text. متن في الجمعة. All right. So, do I have a volunteer? All right, brother Danish, excellent. Let me just... All right, let me... find something. مرفوعات الأسماء, there we go. Okay, quick thing. مرفوعات الأسماء. How many categories of isms do we have? How many categories of, excuse me, مرفوع isms do we have? 7. الفاعل. The doer. المفعول الذي لم يسمى فاعله. The passive doer. We just did this. خلق الله الإنسان. Active فعل. فاعل. مفعول. خلق الإنسان. Passive فعل. نائب الفاعل. All right. Then we have المبتدا خبر. اسم كان وأخواتها خبر إن وأخواتها and then التابع للمرفوع. Let's look at المبتدا والخبر. Let us jump straight into that chapter. And where is that chapter? باب المبتدا والخبر. All right, brother Danish. You with me? أين أنت يا رجل? Where are you, oh man? That's what it means.
Can you hear me?
Yes, alhamdulillah.
Perfect.
Jazakallahu khairan. All right. Let us find our place in the file here. Okay. Babul, Achieve, could you please read that?
Babul mubtada'i wal khabar.
Hold on. One question is, what does the word bab mean, by the way? I didn't explain this before, so I'm sorry about that.
Chapter?
Bab.
Chapter?
Bab means chapter. Very good. Bab, by the way, is chapter, but also bab means a door, correct? Yes. Because the chapter, the opening of the chapter is like a door, right? Like you open it and then you find the chapter in it. So that's how it's used. It's used for both. Babul, you find it all over the place. All right. Continue, please. The chapter of Mubtada and Khabar. All right.
المبتدأ هو الاسم المرفوع العاري عن العوامل اللفظية.
ما شاء الله. أحسنت. Okay, he's giving, what is he doing here? He's giving him a definition for مبتدأ, right? He's defining مبتدأ. Okay, the definition is not straightforward. So we will actually explore the definition after we've studied, or once we get to inna and kana. All right, we'll explore the definition then, because the definition will make a little bit more sense when we get there. Because he's defining mubtada as an opposite to what happens to a jumla ismiya once inna has entered upon it. So we'll leave that for now. Okay, but this is the definition of mubtada, and the definition of khabar is what.
It's an ism that is marfu.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Can you read the Arabic first? And
Wal khabaru huwa al ismu al marfu al musnadu ilayh nahwa qawlika zaydun qa'imun wa zaydani qa'iman wa zayduna qa'imun.
Very good. So he's giving the definition of mubtada and khabar. Okay. Both of them you can see al ism al marfu, correct? Yes or no?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Now, he defines, so this is, we can put checks here, because we're good with that. Okay? He defines mubtada as al-aari anil awamil al-lafziyya. We will put this as TBD, to be determined. And al-khabar, he says, is al-musnadu ilayhi. Al-musnad ilayhi. Does anybody know what al-musnad means?
Sanad is a chain, right?
Excellent. Sanad is a chain. Here's my drawing of a very poor chain. Very poor drawing of a chain. Sorry. Sanad is a chain, but that is in generally in hadith literature, right? Yes or no?
Yep.
In hadith... I'm sorry, go ahead.
So it's saying it's connected to it.
Hmm. Very good. Al musnad ilayhi. The khabar is a ism that's marfuq, connected to it. Okay. To it here is referring to the muqtada. So he's defining the khabar as a marfu ism that is joined to the muqtada. You with me, people? The definition of khabar will come back in a sec to it, but the muqtada will come back. But khabar, he says, is joined to the muqtada. And if you think about it, that makes sense, right? How so? The example number one he gives is Zaydun Qa'imun. What does Zaydun Qa'imun mean?
Zayd stands. Zayd was standing, sorry.
Close. Zayd is standing, right? Zayd is standing. It is a marfu ism that is joined to the mubtada. Mubtada, we're going to do marfu ism TBD. So, Zaydun Qa'im, Zayd is standing, right? Zaydun Qa'im. Miskeen is not getting hit this time, which is good for him.
Isn't Qa'imun past tense?
Qa'imun is actually an ism. Qa'imun is actually an ism. I always forget. Where is the... where is it? Okay, I'll find it later. Qa'imun, he's standing. Hold on, this is going to bug me until like the end of class. Arabic keyboard. Sometimes like I just blank out on like a letter and then I get, you have to press every letter to find it. Where is it? Oh, it is the Z. No, it is not. Did I get a different type of keyboard installed this time? What is happening? Okay. I don't know where the key. Usually it's in Z. Qa'imun. Which keyboard is this? This is Egypt. Yeah, I actually do have the keyboard sticker, subhanAllah. But I'm shocked. Why is this? See, it's supposed to be here. Right? At the very end. Or wait, this is not QWERTY. I'll explore that later. Never mind. Okay. Zaydun Qa'im. Sorry about that. How is it joined to the Mubtada? You see how it's joined because Zayd is singular. Qa'imun is also what? Singular, right? Yes or no? People, you're with me. So the idea of its joined or connectivity to the mubtada is it matches. Joined basically is matches. What is happening? What is going on? Join means matching in number and gender. Correct? Do you see that in the example? Zaydun Qa'imun. Yes or no? You see that, right? Singular, masculine. Zaydani Qa'iman. Oh, actually, Brother Danish, could you read, please?
وَالزَّيْدَانِ قَائِمَانِ وَالزَّيْدُونَ قَائِمُونَ.
Excellent. So زَيْدَانِ قَائِمَانِ is, you know, two زَيْدs. قَائِمَانِ, also pair. زَيْدُونَ, plural. قَائِمُونَ, plural. زَيْدٌ singular, قَائِمٌ singular. Right? So it is matching in all the in the number and the gender, and that is how he's defining khabar. People, you with me? All right, let's look at the next part of the definition. Or let's look at al-mubtada qisman. Let's go, Radha Danish. Or if someone else, if you're tired, we can have maybe another person volunteer if they'd like to. If not, the Danish can continue, inshallah.
والمبتدأ قسمان ظاهر ومضمر.
Very good. All right. What does he say? What does he mean by that? مبتدأ قسمان. Let's do sentence by sentence. Say, by Danish, if you don't mind. Is
of two types.
Is of two types.
ظاهر and مضمر.
What is ظاهر? What do you think? ظاهر and مضمر, right?
Yeah.
ظاهر is the just a normal مرفوع اسم. Normal مرفوع اسم. And مضمر is a pronoun. You with me, people? So look at this. فالظاهر, please read.
فالظاهر ما تقدم ذكره.
All right. فالظاهر ما تقدم ذكره. I'll explain what this means. ظاهر is what was mentioned before. تقدم ذكره was mentioned already. What was mentioned already? زيدون قائمون. زيدان قائمان. زيدون قائمون. All right. So that is your example of what? Of what people? Of a ظاهر مبتدأ. Right? It is just a good old مبتدأ. It's a is مرفوع اسم. The first مرفوع اسم. Yes or no?
Yep.
All right. We got that. مضمر on the other hand. Continue reading.
والمضمر 12 وهي أنا ونحن وأنت وأنت وأنتما وأنتم وأنتن وهو وهي وهما وهم وهن نحو قولك أنا قائم ونحن قائمون وما أشبه ذلك.
أحسنت. Well done, yeah, brother Danish. Ah, مضمر is pronouns. Remember the pronouns? What type of pronouns are these?
The 12 conjugations.
So, 12 is 12, right? And what, this is the, which type of pronouns? The standalone versions. Yes. Stand alone, also known as in some places the detached pronouns, right? Because they're it's a word by itself. Ana, nahnu, word by itself. Yes or no? So the 12 here are mentioned as your mubtada. Yes or no, people?
Yep.
All right, very good. We got that. And then he gives you examples. Ana mubtada qaimun khabar, nahnu mubtada qaimuna khabar. وَمَا أَشْبَهَ ذَلِكَ What does that mean?
And those like it?
And those like it. Or what's like it, right? Etc. Okay. Excellent. بَارَكُلَّ فِيكَ يَا بَرَدَ دَانِشْ Do we have another volunteer? Brother Musa. أحسن. Welcome back. وَالْخَبَرُ
والخبر
قسماني جزاك الله خير يا برادر دانش بدر very good خبر قسماني يا برادر موسى just if you read one sentence and then stop we'll translate okay
الخبر قسماني مفرد وغيره مفرد
excellent okay Translate some people. Khabar. Wal khabar qisman.
The khabar is of two types.
Excellent. The khabar is of two types. Sorry, I have a baby crying in the back.
Mufrad and ghair mufrad.
Mufrad and ghair mufrad. Mufrad and غير مفرد. What does غير mean?
None.
None, right? So it's مفرد and what is not مفرد? Okay, my pen is figured out the problem there. مفرد.
So single and single word.
مفرد It seems like it's referring to something that's a something that's singular, right? Yes or no? Hold on one second. Okay. Khabar is, this is, let's not translate it as singular. Let's put it as one word. Remember that? You should, in the very beginning, I would tell you khabar is how many words? One word. That's mufrad. Ghayru mufrad, so how would you now translate one ghayru mufrad now? If you know mufrad is one word.
More than one word?
More than one word. More than one word. Right? What is he going to refer to? He's going to refer to related to khabar here. Because is it more than one word related to khabar?
Yes.
Right? It's two at least, right? Harf jar ism majrur. Dharf mudaf ilayhi. Yes?
Yes.
And he's going to refer to what else do you think?
Khabar sentence?
Sentence. Ahsant. Right? Sentences as khabar. Related to khabar is how many do we have here? We have a harf jar ism majrur, right? And what else do we have? Dharf plus what? Mudaf ilayhi. Excellent. How many sentences do we have?
Two sentences.
Jumla?
Ismiya and Fa'liya.
Ismiya and Fa'liya. All right, tell me, how many total khabars would I have? One. Total khabar types, excuse me.
Five,
right? One, two, three, four, five. This is all like possible options for a khabar. You with me, people? He's defining khabar here as basically what we defined as what comes after is. Okay? So khabar and related to khabar, he's lumping it into one category, which is easy to do now, harder to do in the very beginning when you're still learning. Okay? It's easy to do now because you already have a built-in understanding of harf jar ism majrur being khabar and not getting confused by this versus that. Mixing a majrur thing as a khabar. You won't mix it because you know now harf jar ism majrur is related to khabar. So the way we taught it was actually preparing us. It's not wrong, obviously, it's still in the grammar books, but it's a preparation for like the framework is laid out and now things cannot get confused. So these are the five possibilities of khabar. Brother Musa, continue reading, please. فالمفرد
والمفرد نحو سيد قام
فالمفرد نحو زيد
قائم
مفرد is like
مفرد is like
زيد قائم, right? Yes or no? It's a one word khabar. Yes or no, people? Alhamdulillah. All right, continue. Sorry, one second. Yes, continue, please.
وَقَيْرُ الْمُفْرَدُ أَرْبَحَةُ أَشْيَاءِ الْجَارُ وَالْمَجْرُورُ وَالضَّرُ وَالْفِعْلُ مَا مع فاعله والمبتدا غيره.
All right, stop that, please, Mother Musa. Jazakallah khairan, ahsan, barakallah fi. That was really, really awesome. Alhamdulillah. غير المفرد, more than one word, is أربعة أشياء. How many?
Four things.
Four things. Yes. Ashya is the plural of shay, things. Four things. All right. What is it? Number one.
Al-jar
wal. What is al-jar wal majrur? Harf jar is a majrur, yes? People, you with me?
Yep.
Ah, jar majrur. This is right here. I'll put A-I here, okay? All right. Wadzarfu. Which one is that?
Dharf and mudaf ilayh.
Dharf mudaf ilayh, right? All right, alhamdulillah. Perfect. Walfi'ilu ma'a fa'ilihi.
Jumla fa'liya.
Jumla fa'liya, there we go, right? Jumla fa'liya. He put the jumla fa'liya before, which is okay. Walmubtada'u ma'a khabarihi.
Jumla ismiya.
Jumla ismiya. Does that make sense, people? Alhamdulillah. Do you have another volunteer to finish us off? Another volunteer.
I'll try to finish.
You'll try it? Okay, alhamdulillah. Tafaddal, ya brother Musa. Ahsant. Is there two? Are you logged in like the two accounts or is one account?
Two accounts.
Oh, alhamdulillah.
I do the jar on my phone.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khairan.
Yeah.
Barakallah feek. Tafaddal ya madam.
Sometimes the window jag window will cover its own.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Barakallah feek. All right, people. All right, Brother Musa, sorry.
Nahwa wa qawlika.
Nahwa qawlika.
Nahwa qawlika sayyidun fi dari.
Zaydun fi dari.
داري وزيد عندك وزيد قام أبوه وزيد جاريته ذاهبت
ذاهبت أحسنت well done ما شاء الله well done جزاك الله خيرا زيد عندك وزيد قام أبوه I told you زيد is very famous right زيد قام أبوه وزيد جارية to who what ذاهبة all right people the Danish is asking question why do some people تفضل some say فضل some so it is supposed to be تفضل but just out of I guess brevity people just drop a ta colloquially that's really the only reason
okay
زيدٌ في الدار translate old people زيدٌ في الدار what does it mean? Zaydun fi dar.
Zayd is in the house.
Zayd is in the house. I don't know. I thought that was going to be funny, but that's all right. Where's Brother Salim? He would have laughed.
It was funny, man. It was funny. Okay. I laughed, but
you
with
laughed?
Mirror
okay.
on.
Alhamdulillah.
But with my mirror on.
All right, alhamdulillah. Zayd fi dar. Zayd's in the house. Okay. Then we have Zaydun Indaka. Translate, please.
Zayd is in it.
Close. Zayd is Inda.
With him. With you.
Zayd is with
you. Zayd is with you. Zayd is with you. Indaka. Inda is to be with, right? Or at or with. Both of those are kind of the same. Okay. So this is Zayd Mubtada, and then this Fiddari would say is Harjar Isim Majur, so there is a khabar. Likewise, Zaydun Mubtada, Inda, Dharf, and then Ka Mudaf Ilayhi, related to khabar. Next sentence he says, Jumla Ismiya is Zaydun jariyatuhu zahibatun. Jariya is used for a little girl, right? Or a girl, young girl is a jariya. Okay. Also, it was used in when it's used in maybe like without context. Generally, it would mean a servant girl. Okay, a girl who's a servant. So, Zayd, his servant girl, Zahibatun. Zahibatun is gone. Okay?
Or
went somewhere, right? She went somewhere. She's gone. Now, where? We don't know. Someone could say, Ila Aina. But it just says, Zaydun Jariyatuhu Zahibatun. Zayd, his servant girl, is gone. Or is has went somewhere. Okay, Mubtada Zaid Jariyatu Mubtada for the sentence number two, and Mudaf Mudaf Ilayhi Dahibatun is your khabar, and the whole sentence is your khabar for Zaid. You with me, people? And then finally, Zaidun Qama Abuhu Zaidun. Translate this: Zaidun Qama Abuhu. What happened to the people in the chat?
Abu
Halim is not here today.
Sayyida Abu, Sayyida his father.
Standing with his father close. Qama Abuhu would be his father
standing.
Stood up, right?
Yes.
Zaydun Qama Abuhu. Zayd, Qama, his father stood up. That's the sentence. It doesn't... It's not particularly exciting. But that's what he's saying. And what he's trying to show is Zaidun is your Mubtada. Qama is Fa'il. Abu is the Fa'il. Mudaf Mudaf Ilayhi. And the sentence Qama Abuhu is your Khabar for Zaidun. You with me, people?
Question.
Hmm.
There's an association between Zaid and his father, right? So wouldn't Zaid be Majrur in that case? So like Abu Zaydin Qama?
Ah, so if you wanted to say that, that would also be a correct sentence. If you wanted to say, the father of Zayd stood up, you would say, exactly you've said, Qama Abu Zaydin. Hmm? Or Abu Zaydin Qama. Both ways is perfectly fine. He's just giving an example. To be honest, not the greatest example. But he's just showing you, if you wanted to say Zayd, Qama, his father stood up. He wanted to speak like that. That would be an example of where Qama Abuhu would be the khabar of Zayd.
So how would we recognize how to put a, where to put the comma there?
So we would recognize that because the Mubtada, after generally, if the Mubtada, after it is a Jumla, right? Let's actually translate these two sentences, right? If you were to write these sentences, a translation of it, you would write it as Zayd, comma, his servant, went. Hmm? No, what? Went. Hmm? And again, this one, Zayd, his father stood up. Generally, when you have a Jumla Ismiya with a Khabar that is a Jumla, you would have something like this, Zayd, comma, like you will use that in your translation.
You so the Jumla Ismiya with a Khabar that is a Jumla Fa'liya?
Or a Jumla Ismiya, like in this case. Right?
Hmm.
In either case, like it's difficult to put is in that sentence. If you wanted to, you could, but generally it's not so easy to do. These are examples that he's giving that is very basic. We've seen a lot more robust examples in our Quran study, right? Examples where the sentence that is a jumla, you know, that's a khabar, right? It's a very, you know, it relates far more robustly to the mubtada.
Maybe implying that they want to say he saw his father and he stood up for respect?
No, Zayd is not doing anything. The fa'il is Abuhu.
Okay.
Right? So it won't be that. But he's just giving examples, again, like I mentioned, not the greatest examples, but they're examples nonetheless. Okay, alhamdulillah. That is the end of Muqtada Khabar. The next chapter is Al-Awamil. The influencers. that he wanted to bring Zayd in the example. That's it. He just wanted to include Zayd. That was his reasoning. Al-awamil, the influencers. Okay? And the influencers, kana wa khawatuha, inna wa khawatuha, wa dhanantu wa khawatuha. We're going to do that, inshallah ta'ala, on Monday. But we're going to take a break for Salatul Maghrib here. And then after that, we'll come back to do some conjugation practice, which will excite you, inshallah. And then we will come back and we will start our study of irregular roots. Irregular roots. And I have promised you this is not like a store or something. Okay. So, inshallah, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Barakallahu fikum. See you all in a bit. Where is Brother Salim, by the way? Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, we're back. Jazakumullahu khairan. All right. That wraps up our ajrumiyah for today. We will cover the awamil, insha'Allah, on Monday. SubhanAllah, I'm losing track of the days here. And then the topics, the rest of it, we will continue to explore them slowly but surely. The thing that we want to pivot to now, inshallah, is a study of irregular roots and a little bit of conjugation practice. This is what's called sarf, right? This is what's called sarf. And we want to surf it. We want to make sure that we're not completely forgetting it, inshallah. And with the sarf being something that we do, like this study of conjugation and word patterns, this is very important for building and consolidating our knowledge. So we're going to go to the conjugation table here in the past tense. All right. And I am going to hide the last column. But I will actually leave the column here open for you. And what we will do is, this is the the families, arafa, past tense, ya'rifu, present, chop chop, i'rif, ma'rifatan is the masdar, al-arif is your the one who knows, al-ma'ruf, he acted upon the thing that is known. Okay, we studied this last time in a little bit of detail. And the passive is urifa, yu'rafu. Correct? Yes or no? We studied this last time, right? I showed you some meanings. People, are you there? Yes, alhamdulillah. Okay. Then we did this today. Urifa yu'rafu. What we're going to do is we will now conjugate the active past and the passive past. And the active present and the passive present. I can't even see it. We did this on Monday, Ya Brother Musa. The Arafa Ya'rifu. This is the last thing we did on Monday. yes, Abdullah. Okay, so let's start. Let's do the past tense active, which is Arafa. Ready? He recognized Arafa. You can have people who can participate by opening their mic. That will be awesome, inshallah. You can type it. Alhamdulillah, that's good as well. Okay. They both.
Arafa.
Arafa. Excellent. They.
Arafu.
Arafu. Okay. Let's do a count on three so that the people who are typing get a chance to do it. She on three. One, two, three.
Arafat.
Arafat. They both on three. One, two, three.
Arafat.
Arafat. Ahsantum. They female on three. One, two, three.
Arafna.
Arafna. Very nice. Arafna. You on three. One, two, three.
Arafta.
Arafta. Okay. You both recognized on three. One, two, three.
Araftuma.
Araftuma. You all recognized on three. One, two, three.
Araftum.
Araftum. Right? You female recognized on three. One, two, three.
Arafti.
Arafti. You all female recognized on three. One, two, three.
Araftunna.
Araftunna. Ahsantun. Ahsantum. Excuse me. The sisters are typing on the group chat. So, Ahsantunna. And the brothers, Ahsantum. I recognize on three. One, two, three.
Araftu.
Araftu. Araftu. And we recognize on three. One, two, three.
Arafna.
Arafna. Jameel Jiddan. Okay, now let's try the past passive. Ready? Past passive. He was recognized on three. One, two, three. He was recognized. Rudifa. Very good. Rudifa. They both were recognized on three. One, two, three.
Rudifa.
They were recognized on three. One, two, three.
Rudifa.
She on three. One, two, three.
Orifa.
They both on three. One, two, three.
Rudifata.
Rudifata. They female on three. One, two, three.
Orifna.
Rudifna. You on three. One, two, three.
Orifta.
You both. One, two, three.
Oriftuma.
Oriftuma.
You all on three. One, two, three.
Oriftum.
You female on three. One, two, three.
Orifti.
Orifti. You all females on three. One, two, three.
Oriftunna.
Oriftunna. I was recognized on three. One, two, three.
Oriftu.
Oriftu. We were recognized on three. One, two, three.
Orifna.
Orifna. Very nice. MashaAllah. Okay. That was awesome. Barakallahu feekum. Great job. Now, we will go to the present tense. The present tense, inshallah, don't worry, is your friend.
That's where we're going to trouble.
Where is it? Where is it? Ah, fi'l present tense. Okay? Remember the present tense, O people. The present tense has... the first part where you have the hidden pronoun he. Ya'lamu, ta'lamu, ta'lamu, a'lamu, na'lamu. Remember that? Then it has a second part, or you can kind of break the second leg of the family or the conjugation as ya'lamuna, ta'lamuna, ya'lamani, ta'lamani, ta'lamina. The noon, known also as the... the five fails. Afa'al al-khamsa. Remember that? Ah. And then you had the she, the prune, the they for the female. Excuse me. Ya'lamna ta'lamna. Ya'lamna for they, ta'lamna for you all. Okay? So that was how the conjugation kind of broke down. And now here is the table. And this is the marfu version, by the way. And you have the mansub and madzum. But we won't do all of them. We'll just do the marfu' one for now. Okay? So, let's start with the present that is active. Ya'arifu. Okay? He recognizes ya'arifu. They both on three. One, two, three.
Ya'arifu.
Ya'arifu. Ya'arifani. Okay? So, he recognizes ya'arifu. Then, ya'arifu.
Fani.
Then on three. They. One, two, three. Ya'arifuna. She on three. One, two, three.
Ta'arifu.
Ta'arifu. They both on three. One, two, three.
Ta'arifani.
Ta'arifani. The tricky one. They female on three. One, two, three.
Ya'arifna.
Ya'rifna. Very nice. Ya'rifna. Because they is ya'rifna. Yeah. You all will be ya'rifna. Yes? Okay. Very good. Next. You recognize.
Ta'rifu.
Ta'rifu. Oh, 1, 2, 3. Okay. You both. On three. 1, 2, 3.
Ta'rifani.
Ta'rifani. It's the same for both, masculine or feminine. Okay. You all. On three. 1, 2, 3.
Ta'rifuna.
Ta'rifuna. The female. You female. On three. 1, 2, 3.
Ta'rifina.
Ta'rifina. Excellent. And then you all female. On three. 1, 2, 3.
Ta'rifna.
Ta'rifna. Santum. Lastly, I recognize. On three. 1, 2, 3.
A'rifu.
We recognize on three. 1, 2, 3.
Na'rifu.
Na'rifu. Jamil. Jiddan. Okay, now the present passive, which is what?
Yu'rafu.
Yu'rafu. Yu'rafu is the present passive. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is practice for the sake of linking concepts. Do you find instances of this in the Quran, like in this kind of like breakdown? No, mostly as I mentioned when we were studying the conjugation tables, it's only a few pronouns that occur very, very regularly, right? But it is for us. This is a practice to try to extend beyond what is commonly occurring, and then what's commonly occurring becomes easily accessible. Okay, let's try again with this passive present fi'l. He is recognized on three. 1, 2, 3.
Yu'rafu.
Yu'rafu. Very good. They both on three. 1, 2, 3.
Yu'rafani.
Yu'rafani. They on three. 1, 2, 3.
يُعْرَفُونَ
يُعْرَفُونَ. Very nice. أحسنتم. Excellent. She is recognized on three. 1, 2, 3.
تَعْرَفُ
تُعْرَفُ
تُعْرَفُ
تُعْرَفُ تُعْرَفُ. Huh? Again, in the passive, the beginning becomes a dhamma. Correct? تُعْرَفُ. Okay. They both, females, on three. 1, 2, 3.
تُعْرَفَانِ
تُعْرَفَانِ. Very nice. And they, female, on three. 1, 2, 3.
يُعْرَفْنَ
يُعْرَفْنَ. أحسنتم. يُعْرَفْنَ. Alright, now you are recognized. 1, 2, 3.
تُعْرَفُ تُعْرَفُ.
You both are recognized.
تُعْرَفَانِ.
You all are recognized on three. 1, 2, 3.
تُعْرَفُونَ.
You female are recognized on three. 1, 2, 3.
تُعْرَفِينَ.
You all females are recognized on three. 1, 2, 3.
تُعْرَفْنَا.
تُعْرَفْنَا. Jamil. I am recognized on three. 1, 2, 3. And we were recognized on three. 1, 2, 3.
نُعْرَفُ.
That's a good workout for your throat with all the عين with the spoon, yeah? يَعْرِفُ. يَعْرِفُ. يُعْرَفُ. يُعْرَفُ. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Barakallahu feekum. That was awesome. Great job. Alhamdulillah. This was excellent. And we will continue to practice our conjugation time and again, inshallah ta'ala, because it again now allows us to connect all concepts together. Let's go to irregular roots. Ma adraka ma irregular roots. Okay. That was unnecessarily scary. Okay. Uncalled for, but let's look at it. Irregular roots. Let's look at the root letters of the word akhada. Hamza, kha, and tha. Is there something irregular there? Yes or no? Yeah, Hamza. Very good. Okay. Root letters. So we, let's say R1 Hamza, right? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Sa'ala, which means to read. I'm sorry, Sa'ala means the question. Is there anything irregular there?
R2.
R2 Hamza, right?
Yeah.
So the root letters are Seen, Hamza, Lam, R2, Hamza. Okay. Root letters of Qara'a. This was what I meant to say. To read. Read. What are the root letters? Qaf, Ra, and Hamza. Where is the irregularity there?
R3.
R3, Hamza. Very nice. Jameel Jiddan. Akhada, by the way, means to what? To?
Take.
To take. Very nice. Okay, thank you. All right. Let's look at root letters of Wasala, which means to reach.
Wow.
Wow. Saad and Lam. Where is the root? R1.
R1.
R1, wow, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Root letters of Qala. Qala means to what?
Say.
Say. Okay. What are the root letters?
Qaf, Waw, Lam.
Qaf, Waw, Lam. Where's the
R2, Waw.
R2, Waw. Okay. Root letters of Da'a. What does Da'a mean?
To supplicate? Or to ask?
Supplicate, right? To supplicate, call. Where is the, what are the root letters? What do you think?
Dal, Ayn, Waw.
Dal, Ayn,
Waw.
Waw. And the irregularity is?
R3,
Waw. Each of these things that I'm listing for you, by the way, is a category of irregular root study. Each of these, by the way. Let's continue. We're not done yet, though. Root letters, excuse me, root letters of Ba'a, which means to
buy.
So buy. Very good. Okay. What are the root letters?
Ba, alif, ayn.
So alif cannot be a root letter.
Ba, ya, ayn.
Ba, ya, ayn. Where's the root? Or where's the irregularity?
R2, ya.
R2, ya. R2, ya. I missed one, sorry. Root letters of ya, e, sa. Okay, this is a past tense fail, by the way, which means to give up. To give up. You might know the Urdu word mayus. That's where it comes from. Ya isa yayasu. فَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. Like Yaqub said to his sons, alayhi salam, don't give up in the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The root letters here are what? Ya. Hamza.
Seen.
Which is the irregularity here? There's two.
The Ya and the Hamza.
R1, Ya.
R2, Hamza.
R2, Hamza, right? Okay, very good. R2, Hamza. Okay. So here's an interesting thing, that there's two irregularities that could happen. The one that's interesting for us to note here is R1, Ya. Okay. R2, Ya. And finally, root letters of Shaka. What does shaka mean?
To complain.
To complain. Ahsant. To complain. What do you think the root letters are? Sorry. Excuse me. Give me. Oh, hold on. My mistake. Root letters of nasiya, which means to
remember,
to forget. To forget. Opposite, which is what I just did. Noon, seen.
Yeah.
R.
Three.
All right. This, let's add one more. Root letters of, let's add two more, just for the sake of interesting things. Hada. To?
Guide.
To guide. Roots are what? Ha?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. R3?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Last example. Root letters of shaka. To complain. I misspelled it before, sorry. Shaka, to complain. Sheen, kaf, and what do you think?
Yeah.
Ah, close.
Or wow. Okay. Wow.
Sheen, kaf, and
wow.
R3, wow. And root letters of balla. To what?
Be astray.
To misguide. Or to be misguided. To be misguided. What are the root letters, people?
Dod, lam.
Right. What is the irregularity here?
The double L or the double lam?
Max, tell it to me in root letters. R2 is the same as R3. Right. These folks are all of your irregularities. These are all the irregularities. You have Hamza as R1 or Hamza as R2, Hamza as R3, Wow as R1, Wow as R2, Wow as R3, Ya as R1, Ya as R2, Ya as R3. Notice an interesting thing about Ya as R3. Nasiya, quite obvious it's Ya. But Hada, this is a little alif, right? Hada here is a little alif. And shaka is a big alif. Are you with me?
Yeah.
But the little alif, we say the root is the ya. And the big alif, we say the root is the wow. Plus, having multiple letters that are irregular. And lastly, last category is having R2 and R3 the same letters. Each of these is a category of irregularity, and each of these has its own little interesting twist. Why do we call it irregular? Okay. Why do we say irregulars? This is the thing. Irregularity can be if one of the roots has a hamza, ya, or a waw. Also, irregularity can be if R2 and R3 are the same letter. What is irregular? Why do we keep using that word? It's irregular because the conjugation, the pattern of conjugation will be different. It's not predictable always, i.e. it is irregular. Okay, so that is our introduction to irregularity. Akhada ya'khudhu is the word that we started with. Here, the past tense and the present tense are pretty standard, right? Past tense, akhada ya'khudhu. Is there anything irregular so far? Just like daraba yadribu, fataha yaftahu.
The hamza at the beginning.
Sure, but in the pattern, is it any different than a pattern that doesn't have a irregular root? So far, no, right? Because it's the same. It's, you just put a fatha, 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 sukoon, dhamma, dhamma. But the command is irregular. So this Radhi is asking, do they have a pattern? They do have a predictable pattern, but the pattern is irregular as compared to the roots that are not irregular roots. Okay? So if I give you da, ra, ba, you can conjugate the past tense, the present tense, the command tense, passive, active, everything. Okay? But if now I introduce a weak letter in this, or an irregular letter, a root letter in it, the pattern will change. You can't predict it. You have to learn it first. And then from there, you can use that as the template. It's what I'm trying to say is the template for conjugation, for making families, is different when the root is irregular. Okay, I'll conclude with this example. Command tense. Okay, look at like a normal. Compare with a normal one, right? Normal was arafa, right? Yeah. Let's take something better. Let's say.
Akala yakulu.
Not akala yakulu. Let's take. I need something with a dhamma. Daraba yadribu nasara yansuru. Okay, na sa ra yan su ru. You with me, people? Nasara yansuru. Is it looking very similar to akhada ya'khudhu?
Yes.
Tashkil wise, it's identical, right? Fatha, fatha, fatha. Fatha, fatha, fatha. Dhamma on R2. Dhamma on R2. Okay. Command tense of Nasara Yansuru is what? Chop chop.
Ansur. Unsur.
Unsur. Ahsan. Unsur. Right? The Prophet said, Unsur akhaka zaliman aw mazluman. Help your brother, whether he is an oppressor or oppressed. Now, if I take akhada, akhada looks exactly like Nasara. Ya khudu. Look exactly like Yansuru. But the command tense is not going to be chop chop. It's not going to be this. Ugh, that my throat is hurting saying that. Ugh, so what do the Arabs do? They're like, no, we don't want throat infection. So we're going to make it into what? We're going to make it into khud. When you chop the whole, like, the whole beginning. You chop away that, and you're left with khud. Is this irregular? It is irregular, right? Alhamdulillah. So we will talk about this. We'll do the conjugation, how it looks irregular, and each of the categories has some different irregularity. Inshallah, we'll have fun with it. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, next week. I'll see you all, inshallah, the tutorial. In the tutorial, we will be practicing more of we'll do the Quran study, inshallah, and we'll be doing the passive fairs. From the handout that Ustada Sami had prepared, the we'll be doing a good one with Asif. Passive fa'ils, inshallah ta'ala. If you have a chance to look at it before the tutorial, that will be superb. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullahu khairan.